This is Dakota Datebook for April 25th. As pioneers crossed the Mississippi River, they left their trees behind. Among those pioneers was J. Sterling Morton, who left Detroit with his wife in 1854. They were both nature lovers. When they arrived in Nebraska, they quickly planted their new home with trees and bushes. As a journalist, Morton had a ready forum for articles about the value of trees. His enthusiasm was based on more than just missing them. He realized they were important to hold the soil in place and act as windbreaks. They also provided firewood and building materials. He encouraged civic organizations to join in planting trees. Morton first proposed an Arbor Day in 1872 to the Nebraska State Board of Agriculture. They agreed and set the date for April 10th. Prizes were offered to individuals and counties for planting the most trees. It was estimated that more than 1 million trees were planted. In 1885, Nebraska declared Arbor Day to be a state holiday, with Morton's birthday, April 22nd, designated as the date. The tradition of Arbor Day spread throughout the country, and today the most common recognized date is the last Friday in April. Some states adjust the date to coincide with best planting times. On this date in 1908, the Bismarck Daily Tribune announced that the state had released an Arbor Day guide. The newspaper described it as the handsomest manual yet and proclaimed it artistic in design. Governor John Burke designated May 1st for North Dakota's Arbor Day. The state school superintendent said that every school should schedule appropriate activities to recognize the day. According to the superintendent, the activity should not be an end, but only a beginning for beautifying not only school grounds, but the entire community, and pave the way for needed improvements. The same newspaper announced an effort by the Ladies of Minot to raise money for planting trees and shrubs on the hospital grounds. The ladies planned to charge a small fee for a reception at the commercial club featuring a musical program and refreshments. Arbor Day was celebrated across the state that year. The Devil's Lake Interocean newspaper announced Arbor Day exercises. Bow Bells planned to celebrate the day, as did Langdon, North Lemon, and many other towns. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.